Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, and online store. So for a free trial and 10% off, visit squarespace.com and enter offer code FURY at checkout. So that's F-U-R-Y. A better web starts with your website, so make sure that you go and check them out. Squarespace is dope, and let them know that we sent you. But for now, we'll start our show. Hi.
Hi, friend. How are you?
Greetings.
Okay. Salutations.
How? I don't know. I think that's incorrect. Either way.
No, it's Hi. Right. Ni Hao Kai Lan is a TV show. My little cousin used to watch it.
Well, you know, I'm just international, and that's how I feel today.
Yeah, Mr. Jet Setter just came in from Miami looking like you have been outside on the beach in the ocean for days, and I'm jealous about it. So,
does that mean that I'm darker?
It means your tan is popping. Yes, it's glorious.
How can I possibly be tan?
Well, by tan, I mean you've been outside and gotten darker. So, yes, but I just call it a tan when black people get it, too. It's not just reserved for white folks.
Okay.
And also, I saw your pictures on, you know, Instagram and Tumblr with everything out. So
you're welcome.
Yes. All your little nasty comments and such as.
Listen, there's literally nothing that I can do about it.
Hmm.
I like the beach and I like swimming. Okay. And just so happens that I take photographs when it happens and people have filthy minds.
But again,
they're mostly women.
I'm not judging. I'm just pointing out that on this very show, you tried to tell me that I was lying when I said
it was a lie.
No. Because you tried to tell me that I was lying when I said that you were getting buff and your muscles were just like popping and your arms and your shoulders and such as. You really tried to make it seem like I made that shit up. You really did. And you were wrong. So, because everybody can see it. You look
sure.
good.
Sure.
All right.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Miami was very interesting.
Was it?
It's one of those moments where, for me, I had the moment where I realized that the life that I knew for 25 years is not my life anymore. And I have a life here now.
Mm-hmm.
And a home here now. And things there are moving very quickly. And so you can't just go home and be yourself anymore. You know, I mean, you can, but right. It's not the same. Like, everyone is still living their lives back home, yeah. And I'm here. So it's just, it's very strange.
Home moves on without you.
Right. And then my mother had her 50th birthday. It was yesterday, and we had a party for her this past weekend. So there was just a ton of Jamaican people there. And
oh, that's
what's
fun.
Worse is then a lot of them who I've never even met know what I do for a living. So they'll
that's
come up to
always
me
awkward.
And be like, so me here, say you was a big star, now I make all heap of money. Like, what? I've never even met you before.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what that was, but it sounded embarrassing.
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah. So, yeah, I had a little depression moment.
Did you?
Laughing my way through it.
Oh.
Anyway.
I went to Houston and got recognized in front of my mama, so that was a joy and a thrill.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't know if that's happened to me ever yet.
Yeah.
Except, I mean, there was a time that she lied in church, but
I just didn't even know. Like, I tried to just play it off as best I could. My mom was like, that girl, like, you don't know who she is, but she knows who you are. Like, she was not, it didn't really curl all the way around for my mama. Yeah. So I think then she was like, okay, so whatever you're doing up there in New York is affecting your real life.
My family.
It's strange.
Thinks that it's just the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Oh, they're yeah. Oh, my cousins trolled the hell out of me. Oh, they talked about me so bad.
They
just get so much delight out of
They're picking out cars and like jewelry.
Everybody calm down.
I have like a Metro car that I have to buy in a couple of weeks. I don't know nothing about whatever it is you're talking about, but God bless.
I'm trying to pay rent up here.
Anyway, so Black Excellence.
Yes, welcome to the read, y'all.
Black Excellence this week, I'm going to go ahead and give it to a company called Nubian Skin. And Nubian Skin is a lingerie and hosiery line for women of color. And they make bras, tights, pantyhose, and things nude, colored undergarments for ladies.
Yes.
I think you may be able to better explain why this is a necessity.
Well, it's just so dope because normally when you see nude colored stuff in the stores, it is beige or, you know, a very light tan or, you know, porcelain. It's not black girl nude or Latina girl. It is, you know, white girl. So for a company to be like, yes, we're going to come out with this gorgeous lingerie and under things, you know, in a variety of skin tones. So y'all can wear cute nude stuff, too. It's just like, it's like, it's such a simple thing. I think white people probably have never even considered it because they've always had, you know, whatever color they want, they whatever need. Shade they yeah. want. It's always been available. But
talk about them.
When I saw the promotional picture today and those four gorgeous black girls in all different colors and just sitting there looking just beautiful, and I'm so excited for this. I can't wait.
Yeah, so it's really, really cool. It's exciting, although I can't wear any of this, obviously.
I mean, you was adjusting your titties on Bravo, so I don't see why you can't just,
that's
I mean,
your business.
For play.
You can go to NubianSkin.com and they'll have, I think, a shop site up within the next month. Yeah. So all of our lovely black chocolate and almond and butterscotch ladies, whatever flavor you are, that's something to look into in case
yes,
you want to wear like a white blouse or something.
Just like it's a small thing, but it's everything. And we also got a Black Excellence into our inbox from Dylan, shouting out the Freedom Ride and Taylor Johnson. These people rode 40 hours round trip to Ferguson for the Black Lives Matter initiative. It was an entire crew of theologians, healers, artists, and activists who went to Ferguson to mourn, march, and organize. Taylor specifically was there to take photos of the people in Ferguson to counteract all the false media representation, and the photos were just picked up by Ebony Magazine. So shout out to her. She has her master's from Princeton Theological Seminary and has dedicated her life to speaking out against systemic injustice. So shout out to you, Taylor Johnson, and the entire Freedom Ride, everybody who is doing good work down there in Ferguson to try to counteract all the bullshit. Lord knows y'all are very much appreciated. So, yes.
Awesome.
Dope.
Okay. So
now that the positive moment has passed.
Really quick, we have to say a long, well, not too long, but we have to say a loving, huge, happy birthday.
Absolutely.
To the queen of our lives.
Of the entire goddamn galaxy.
Happy birthday, Beyonce. May you have many more Virgo moments. May you continue to stand atop all of the edges of fly past.
Yes.
And flourish the way the Blue Ivy expects. Mm-hmm.
We thank God for your Creole majestic reign and your eternal beauty, for your goodness, for your grace, for your strength, for the Princess Blue Ivy Carter. We just, everything about you is marvelous and we love you dearly. So happy, happy birthday, Beyonce, and many, many more.
And we lift you up.
Yes, we speak your name.
Absolutely. So happy birthday, Beyonce. We love you. Make it a great one. Let's just go ahead and start it at
God
the bottom.
Damn. I have a feeling just in my shundo that this is going to be some bullshit.
Every single one of them.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? We can start with something funny then. Let's talk about Snoop Dogg in a white face.
What?
You didn't see Snoop Dogg looking like a momager?
No.
Oh,
that's who that is on Tumblr? The white lady with the wig and the mustache?
That is Snoop.
Shut the fuck up. I saw that on Tumblr and I was like, well, whose uncle is this? I just thought he was light skinned. Oh no.
He looked like he manages B5 or
something. Oh my God.
I don't even know what this is about.
Like one of the church ladies who got caught taking selfies on somebody's MacBook in photo booth. That's what is that? That's Snoop.
It's so gross.
Oh my God. I thought that was, never mind. I'm not going to say it because it's rude, but Jesus.
Oh, I think bad. Maybe he's shooting, he has to be shooting something. I don't know if it's for TV, if it's a movie role, if Mm-mm. it's, I know that he has like a YouTube, I think like a video podcast or something like that where he gets super high with people and interviews them.
That sounds fun.
I would actually love to be on
yes.
that. So Snoop, if you're listening.
You would, yeah, no, absolutely. You can send that email.
But I don't know what this is about. It's just hilarious. So yeah, that was great. You know, white people hate it.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't, what is, without knowing the purpose, I'm just so, I'm flabbergasted. Why are you dressed this way? Why do you look like you're about to get in your minivan and go pick up your kids from soccer practice? Like, I'm just, I'm befuddled.
Like, look at his face.
Like, is he, he's doing duck lips and everything. He's posing. I seriously thought this was somebody's gay uncle on Tumblr.
And he doesn't even really look white to me. Like, he looks like somebody's light-skinned mama that just made a Facebook page.
Right.
Like,
it's, yes. It's so, yes. She just got her first smartphone, and so she has been taking a bunch of selfies, and she just put them all up on Facebook at the same time. Yes, that is exactly what this looks like.
It's so unintentionally funny. He looks like a bug.
I'm just, I cannot believe I did not know that was him. Mm. I must have saw nine of them pictures on Tumblr. And
Nick Cannon,
like,
has
okay.
to be pissed, because when Nick Cannon did it, we were all over it. And I'm laughing. Like, when I saw this, I, like, dropped my phone.
Oh, I don't, I mean, I don't think there's anything funny about, like, the white face itself. Nick Cannon's whole thing was, like, he had this whole album that he was promoting called White People Party Music, I think. And that was just like, okay, what are you doing? This is ridiculous. But I don't know what the fuck this is.
I don't either, but it's hilarious, and God bless him.
I just hope one of y'all dumbasses don't come to me talking about, well, white face is just as bad as black face, because then I have to cuss you out.
We're
for
not
being
gonna
an
have
idiot.
That conversation.
Oh, but you
I'm
know somebody is gonna
it.
Try.
No, I'm not even.
I mean, I'm not gonna have this conversation, but somebody is gonna try that dumb shit. I know that.
Chris Brown has pled guilty in the assault case from DC back when we were young. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I was going to go into Scarlett Takes a Tumble. But we don't have to do that to that.
Classic.
Back when we... Okay.
Classic.
Balance. So, yeah. Chris and...
Jesus.
Chris and Carucci were seen leaving the courthouse. He was in a nice little gray suit here with his blonde hair and glasses. She's wearing a tuxedo condom. And... apparently, the judge sentenced Chris to time served, which was the 2 days he spent in jail after the incident.
Okay.
And fined him $150. So now he gets to go out and promote his album.
Okay. So he basically got treated like a regular person.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a regular person sentence.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, congratulations, I guess.
Yeah.
Keep your nose clean, sir. Literally and figuratively.
Oh, because you know he on that shit.
I mean, good God.
Like, it's not even, I don't think anybody is confused.
But maybe not anymore. I mean, after all that rehab and, you know, he looks like he's actually eating carbs now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so hopefully everything's going well in his life and with his health and stuff. I mean, I don't know if Carucci's put in the fattening. I don't know if she's cooking neck bones at home. Or.
I know she's not. She's just continuing her tradition of making poor decisions, because this girl, like, I really thought after the Blue Ivy fiasco she would lay low for a while. I don't care. I don't even care what you're wearing. But, like, why are you with Chris Brown? Is there a good answer for that question at all?
She loves him.
Okay. I said good.
She loves him.
All right. She does look, I mean, whatever. These people
free
are ridiculous.
Tattoos.
I want them to go away.
Room and board.
Mm. Because, I mean, clearly the career that she thought she was going to set up for herself is
how
gone.
Did you fuck that up immediately? Like, how did,
before
as soon as
got
you got a
rent.
Job, we were just like, you know what I'm going to do? Ruin it. Like, on the first fucking day.
You know what I'd like to do as an entertainer? Talk about the two biggest entertainers, baby, on national television and see how that works out. Girl. Good the fuck night. Go to bed. Go. Bye, both of y'all. Go. He ain't in trouble. Good. So y'all can go home somewhere and sit the fuck down and stay away from me.
I'm actually really excited to see if he can, you know, actually stay out of trouble this time. Mm-hmm. And do something decent. Because I do, you know, he's talented and I would like to see him flourish.
Okay. I would just like to see him not fuck up.
Exact. Yes. That is what I'm saying. I would like for Chris Brown to stay out of the clubs. And to stop arguing with valet and, I don't know, fighting at Jack in the Box, whatever the fuck Chris Brown does on a Tuesday. I just want for you to calm down, sweetheart, and you know, get another tattoo and think before you shoot up that club.
I don't think he's going to get his shit together until Justin Bieber gets his shit together. Like, I don't think either one of them is on
I
the path.
I honestly believe that Chris has a much stronger chance of getting his shit together than Justin Bieber does. Because that little white girl, Let me tell you something. That little white girl really thinks. He just got arrested again.
Did he?
Justin Bieber just got arrested again. Apparently, I don't even know the story because I heard about it and I was like, what else is new? He got into like an ATV accident and then there was a fight afterwards and I think he got arrested for assault or some shit. Wow. Send him home.
Yes.
Why is he still here? Nothing about Justin Bieber appeals to me. I don't like the tone of his voice. I don't like his little, I don't like his hair gel. I don't like his fucking shades. I don't like his Crocs or whatever. There's nothing. I don't like him. Like, nothing. All he does.
Video.
Nothing.
None of it.
No
redeeming
qualities. Make him leave us alone. Yeah. You and Selena Gomez take both y'all asses to Wizard, the Waverly Place, and abracadabra your motherfucking asses the way out of my goddamn.
Selena Gomez still doing that?
I heard that they're still,
So she's just the Carucci.
Another dummy.
But at least Selena has her own established shit going on. She does at least have that. She's not using Justin's name to get on party flyers.
Well, I guess.
Anyway, these people, not
just
my faves.
Just young, dumb, and full of cum. Isn't that just a terrible phrase?
It really is.
Who started that?
I want to say Snoop did.
No, he didn't.
Did he not?
I doubt it.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
That sounds like something that
I grew
happened,
up in Oklahoma,
know,
so every
a white frat house first.
Oh no, I don't think so. I think blacks came up with that.
Young, down, full of cum?
Yeah. I'm not sure though. We'll have to Google it.
I feel like I almost said something.
I'm looking at what's on your computer and
Carrie Hilson has decided to step forward.
I don't have to do this.
And make comment for all of you hoes who are after her bae. A bae named Serge Ibaka, national basketball player for the, I know this, Serge Ibaka plays for the City Thunder.
That's right.
And I was going to try and go for the position, but you know what? I'm not even going to act like I know what I'm talking about right now.
It doesn't matter. He's fine.
Yes, he's actually beautiful and so tall and just chocolate and
just perfect. You look at Serge Ibaka and you just like, God did a wondrous thing. He just did a beautiful thing.
He is just so good. You know, you see somebody fine and you just, the first thing that you do is thank God.
Yeah, like, you're just like
you are in control. Like,
gee,
God,
I see your craftsmanship. I see it.
You are worthy.
I see the work you did.
Anyway.
Face just perfect. Body just, ugh.
Carrie Hilson is tired of all you bitches trying to send Serge your nudes or number or telling him you're on birth control. I don't know. Whatever it is that
can you not?
These hoes do. I don't know. I don't really follow, you know, the Black Twitter hoe all-star weekend guidelines. I don't know much about it. But I do know that all these bitches are out here trying to get pregnant.
I'm sure them hoes have been disrespectful. Like, I'm not even...
Certainly.
I have no doubt about that.
Here's what she said. She said, why do girls think it's cute to vie for the attention of a taken man? Why don't they feel hoish? When did this become acceptable? Did all the rules go out the window with social media? Don't we have more respect for ourselves? Blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, that man is blah, 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 blah. And they're laughing at your thirsty asses together. Ray, ray, ray. That's what you need to know. Have a little self-respect. So, basically, she's tired. Okay. And she wants you to know that she will cut you. I don't know.
No, like, she won't. No, she won't. She will sit there and laugh at this shit with her boyfriend. But ain't neither one of them really gonna do shit about it. Because girls have been... girls and boys, this is not really, because men are a million times worse on my timeline than women are, but thirsting after celebrities because they look good or have, you know, great bodies or whatever is absolutely nothing new. And it's not that people really think they can take Serge Ibaka away from you. I know what I look like. I know what Carrie Hilson looked like. I don't really think I could take Serge Ibaka from her. But if that man is fine and he put up a picture of him looking fine in a suit or something, I'm going to say, goddamn, you fine. Like, what are you even mad about? Like, are you mad because other people think your man is cute?
I mean, is it that they're giving him compliments about being gorgeous, because I just feel like that's something that should happen. Look at him. If nobody is telling this nigga that he's fine besides you, then something is wrong.
Girl, don't you think he's fine?
But, I mean, I feel like maybe they're taking it a step, because, you know, I feel like this. Hoes are gonna hoe and niggas are gonna nig. And that's
how
just
it is. The way it has always been.
So, I don't, are they sending him panties, or, mm-hmm. you know, are they saying I have no gag reflex? How aggressive is it?
But I don't see what difference that makes. As long as he's not entertaining it, then I don't see why is this even an issue for you? Like, why is this even on your radar? Why
I mean, I think that she makes a good point in saying that if you know that he has a man. He has a man. You know?
Look at you.
Wishful thinking. If you know that he has a lady at home, then why are you doing all of this extra? You know what I mean? But at the same time, Carrie, you don't know nobody respect you. So,
first of all, nobody really thinks they're going to take Serge Ibaka via Instagram DM. And secondly, who gives a shit about your feelings?
Like, nobody even. When is the last time somebody was like, you know what, out of respect for Carrie Hilson? It's never happened. It's just never. You know, I just really, I'm taking Carrie's feelings into consideration, girl.
Nobody.
How you feel about nothing. You know what I mean? And I hate saying, because I said I would leave Carrie Hilson alone. I did a long time ago.
And we have left her alone.
And Carrie is gorgeous. Like, Carrie Hilson is so fucking pretty. And I'd love to, you know, hear some fucking music again, bitch. Like, goddamn. But at the same time, you have been dragged to hell and back.
Yes.
For almost a decade. So you can't expect, if people are going to flirt with whoever in the fuck else, like right. any other celebrity.
Every other celebrity.
What makes you think that, I still think that the point that she made is a good one. But if you know that he's sitting up there laughing at these hoes with you, then I don't even know, then it should be fine.
It's just like, this is the kind of thing, like, why would you make a public statement about it? Because it seems like it's only going to bring more of the attention right. that you don't want. Because the people who don't like you are now going to do it just to spite you.
Exactly.
So this is the type of shit you should have just sent an iMessage to your sister. Like, this, it did not need to go on the blogs.
They're going to Insta DM him like a flip gram.
All of them.
With the way you fuck
all
me.
These hoes. You know what?
The way you. They're going to use that as the best. As the song of the best.
You
just
raggedy.
To piss you
just
off.
Just to piss you off. Like, just girl, you should have just left it alone. You ain't learned by now. The internet is full of crazy, bored motherfuckers, girl. Leave it alone.
If y'all are so in love, bitch, you need to take your ass to the studio and record something. I mean, shit, Jasmine Sullivan left and came back.
And left and came back again.
Let me tell you something. Jasmine just released a new song today.
Oh, did she?
You need to take your ass home and listen to it. It's giving you acoustic, and she is
singing. Oh, God.
Singing.
I love her voice.
Singing. I almost flipped over my MacBook. I can't stand her.
Really?
She is disrespect. Jasmine Sullivan, Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Oh, I'm excited. I should go listen. Okay.
Sierra and Future have gotten back together.
This gets worse and worse.
But I mean, this is like some great news.
Got back together according to Hume.
I don't know, the internet.
Okay.
But do you doubt it? Do you doubt
a
that
little
Sierra
bit,
was like...
A little bit. I kind of doubt that Sierra and Future got back together, because if you're willing to leave a woman who just gave birth to your baby a season ago, then it doesn't seem to me like you would be easily convinced to come back.
But that would also imply that you believe that Sierra is bright.
Okay. So this is Sierra's doing? She was the one who was like...
From what I've read, it says that they decided, for the sake of their son, baby Future, God bless him.
Still cannot believe she did that to that baby. Like,
why would you? That must have been where the decision came.
Future and Zahir, like, you gave him both names. What?
Honestly, I would have changed the nigga's name. Like, it's not like he knows it. I would have just been like, right. You know what, nigga, you go on tour
clearly
and do whatever it is
right.
that you want to do. You fuck your hairstylist or whoever it is retwisting them dreads, bitch. And I'm gonna change this nigga's name to anything.
You go right
and
ahead.
Fuck
I'm
else.
Gonna go ahead and name him Avery.
Matthew. Mark, Luke, John, I don't know what it's going to be. Something
Acts,
the hell else.
Romans, Deuteronomy, really anything.
Thessalonians. It could be. I'm not naming
bitch,
Future.
Revelations, Song of Solomon, not Future.
But they're saying that they have moved back in together, and they're going to try and make it work because they want for their son to be able to have both parents around. And when I had seen some photos like a couple of days ago of Sierra walking around with the baby, and she was with Kelly, big old pregnant Kelly. Oh, God.
She looks so cute.
So cute. And I actually thought when I saw that, like, that must really suck. Celebrity and shade aside, it has to suck for you to have this newborn baby that you're so excited about, and then at the same time be going through the bullshit of, you know, his father being a dickhead and not being with him anymore. I don't know if personally that would be enough for me to be like, let's try and work this out. But sure, I know it happens all the time with hood rats across the globe.
And she probably just didn't want to be next in his line of baby mamas. Like, I'm sure she wanted to actually be the baby mama who was converted into a wife.
I'm sure the other three were like, so girl, on Wednesdays we wear pink. And she was like, I can't do this. I'm not going to do
this. Room on the couch and everything, girl. Bring the pack and play, because it's plenty of space and we're all just... And Sierra was like, I'm just not... But staying together for the sake of your baby is a stupid-ass reason to stay together. It is. I mean, as long as both parents are committed to being the best parent that they can possibly be, if y'all are happier apart, then you need to be apart. You two trying to stay together and force a relationship to work for the sake of your son is just going to make your son grow up and see what a dysfunctional relationship looks like.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, if it's not going to work, if you're better and happier apart and you can both provide love and be cordial with one another,
right,
you can both provide love to the baby, then it makes sense to do that than have the child grow and see both of y'all.
Right, exactly. You know,
he's at home and, I mean, she's at home with the baby and... He's walking around in his little stroller shit. And meanwhile, daddy is motherfucking BT Hip Hop Awards. And he don't know.
All kinds of shit, right?
Like, the only time you talk to your baby is through Skype. I don't know, like...
It's future. He's going to have another baby by this time next year anyway. So why are you trying to force him to stay at home? Whatever. Lord, save her.
Another one that needs to just take her ass to this. Both of you.
Not be fun for all your friends to be married and pregnant. Or married with kids or whatever, and you the only one who's just like, hey girl, just me and the stroller over here. Like, it must hurt.
That blows. Anyway, the baby's adorable.
Yeah, he is.
Even with that name. But I don't blame him. I blame you. So our last story. It was a dark day.
I have not really been able to think about this. Like, I have not really been able to kind of wrap my mind around it, because it hurts. Like, it cuts.
It really, really cuts.
It really
does.
So
deep. So, so deep. So CeeLo Green, we'll just start from the beginning. In 2012, he was accused of slipping a woman ecstasy. Well, I won't say slipping, because that implies that she may not have known about it. I'm not really sure. Mm-hmm. But he was accused of giving a woman ecstasy and then allegedly raping her. And the woman says that she just remembers, like, at one point they were at a club or a bar somewhere, and the next moment she woke up in his bed and she was naked. And I remember when that happened and I was just like, not CeeLo. Like, not CeeLo. No, I can't.
Right.
Not CeeLo.
Like, I really do not want to believe this shit.
Just when white people were starting to love him, and after Gnarls Barkley and
on The Voice and everything,
The Lady Killer, and
oh my God, that fucking album is still so good. I feel like I was just talking about that a couple weeks ago. It's so good.
So, I think that he was acquitted.
Was he?
I'm not sure, but he did plead no contest to the whole damn thing. And then they gave him 45 days of community service and 3 years probation. So
for rape, that sounds pretty light. That sounds like no justice at all. Excuse me, sorry.
But what's worse is, after all of this, CeeLo got on Twitter. Again, certain celebrities shouldn't have social media accounts. Just give your email, password, username shit over to your publicist and let them just tweet your tour dates and links to your new singles and pictures of you at basketball games or whatever, and just don't share any of your opinions with any of us, because you just
so
CeeLo
so dumb
tweeted
so
this dumb. He said, if someone is passed out, they're not even with you consciously, So it bothers me just to even say it.
Right.
They're not even with you consciously. So with implies consent. People who have really been raped, nigga, remember.
Nigga, what?
What?
Nigga, what?
So what? What?
Like, I'm trying to make sense out of this sentence. Like, what are you even talking about right now?
He said, when someone breaks on a home, mind you, breaks was spelled like what's in your car.
Okay, that's fine.
When someone breaks on a home, there is broken glass. Where is your where's your punctuation is what it should say. Where is your plausible proof anyone was raped? So if I tried but did not succeed, but the person said I did, then what really happened?
What the fuck? So are you admitting that you did this? Like,
what? It's like, so you raped her. So right, you did
so you
do did, this.
So you did this because I just...
It seems like, and this is again...
Help me, Father.
For me, rape and rape culture, much like racism, just, I'm like, I look around sometimes and I'm like, am I the... Is there anyone else who
does no one else see
how dumb this shit, like,
this is outrageous,
this is crazy. Hey, is there anybody else paying attention how stupid and incorrect this is?
Right,
because I don't understand how it seemed like a lot of people seem to think that rape means that you like beat someone up and pin them down and forcibly take sex from them.
Right.
No.
There are a lot of ways you can rape someone.
How many times do we have to say?
Woo, good God.
No.
Just no, girl.
If you don't have consent, that's rape. And it, like, of course, if this woman is high on ecstasy and doesn't know what planet she's on,
right,
that's...
How can she consent if she's not even conscious, CeeLo? What do you even mean?
What, like, are you talking about?
The series of tweets made no sense. It was like you had to look past the idiocy in the tweets to even see his meaning, because they just were not expressed clearly, and words mean things. And then, did you read his bullshit ass apology?
I read the apology, which I'm not even gonna, because who even fucking cares? I'm not gonna read it.
It was the worst, fakest apology. It was like, I'm sorry that these words that came from my Twitter account were attributed to me. Like, what are you, bitch, what are you saying? So you didn't actually write them? So, I mean, should they be attributed to someone else? Did someone else log into your account and tweet these things about rape on your behalf? Like, bitch, girl, shut up. And that really hurts my feelings to say, because I have loved CeeLo for a long,
so
ass
long
time. Like, it has been years and years. Fucking Goody Mob, fucking Gnarls Barkley, all his solo work. Like, I love CeeLo. And so for him to just come out and be so strong and wrong about this rape situation, and then to like follow it up with this bullshit ass fake apology, like some I'm sorry if your feelings was hurt type shit, is just like...
And then I think he deleted his Twitter account and then reactivated. Like,
why?
Just
got over it that
can
fast?
We just get Big Gip on the fucking voice instead, or Sleepy Brown? Like, just I don't see, I'm so disappointed in you, and I don't know how this love can be mended.
Yeah, I don't see how you can come back and fix it, because even if you did just tweet all this ridiculous shit and you were just high and you didn't really mean any of it, the apology you came up with was just utter garbage. It was just not even worth reading or repeating. It was complete trash. So you should have just kept all that bullshit to yourself. But as someone who was just ever so recently accused of rape, why would you then get on Twitter and offer your opinions about what is rape and what isn't?
Who is your publicist?
Who?
Who is your legal counsel? Who,
I would like to know.
I want to know why anyone... I feel like someone should have said to you in 2012, shut your black ass up.
Shut up.
Don't say nothing about anything. Don't.
Like.
Don't even tweet a word with R and A in it. Don't just, like, nothing. If they have those four letters in it, don't even tweet it. Right. Don't talk about sex at all. Make sure that each and every one of your songs are either about, like, food in Atlanta or Christ.
Yes.
Like,
you, like, yes, these are your topics. This is where
you need
to stay.
Be singing about Waffle House and Jesus, bitch. Don't you, like, don't
absolutely
even talk about sex until all of this is over. And then even after that, shut your ass up. So I don't know. I'm so disappointed in CeeLo.
It is. And then you go back and listen to his music, like, Bodies came on my iPod and
Wildflower is one of my favorite
songs.
Some
of the lyrics are like, oh God, why didn't we see this coming? Ugh. It's just really, it's disappointing.
And then like, what's worse is he looks like a booba. You remember the booba, those like those, I don't, that's what they're called, right?
Get your shit.
You remember those
leave.
Little things? Because him, I used to always, he and Jazzy Faye, they both look like boobas, which are these little things that kind of look like fat, uncircumcised penises. And I don't know how they ever made it on. Have you never seen a booba before?
I've never heard that word. No, I certainly have no idea what that is.
Well, I'm just gonna go ahead.
I feel
and
like
you
made it up.
Of you,
I'm gonna, Google.
No, they're right here. And everyone at home, at the same time, you can just go ahead and look it up and tell me that I'm lying when
How
I say.
How do you spell booba?
B O O B A H.
Oh.
And it's okay. It's like a one of those weird show. It's like a Teletubby. Weird.
Oh, goddamn, he do look like one.
They're so gross.
Oh, man, kind of like a jellyish.
So thinking
ghost
about
necklace thing.
Thinking about CeeLo having sex, period.
Okay.
Is more than I need.
We don't have to do this.
But then I'm just really tired of idiots when it comes to rape. Just like, have you heard about the girl at Columbia University who's carrying her mattress around campus because she says that she was raped? And she's going to keep carrying her mattress around the entire campus everywhere she goes until she graduates or until her rapist is expelled. And two other girls say that the same guy raped her.
Good God.
And Columbia hasn't expelled him. He hasn't gotten in any trouble. The police reports have been filed and all kinds of things. And so
he must be wealthy.
He's still there. So I was reading the article on New York Magazine's website, and a lot of people in the comments were like, she's obviously lying. I think her major is visual arts.
Okay.
And she's turning the whole carrying of the mattress into like a performance piece or something.
Okay.
And so people are trying to say that she's lying about it and calling her all kinds of whores and shit like that. And so it's like, this is exactly why.
I hate people.
This is exactly why. When women are raped, they don't say anything.
Yep.
Because it's bad enough that you feel violated and you feel like lost. But if you come forward and say something, then you have to worry that people are going to flip it around on you and call you out of your name, and nothing is even going to be done about it.
Right.
So how dare you even sit up here? You don't know what actually took place.
Mm-hmm.
There is a chance that she could be lying about it. But I just find it hard to believe. This girl would be carrying around this heavy ass mattress to her class, to the bathroom, everywhere. Just carrying this big ass mattress around school all day in this fucking New York City heat in the summer just because. Because she doesn't like the guy. And two other girls, unrelated to her, said the same thing about the same guy. That doesn't.
So
you
what?
Know,
all three
the
of them just got together and lied about it just to get this one person kicked out of school? Like, this is really.
Doesn't make sense.
It's easier for y'all to believe that than to believe that this one asshole maybe raped three different girls.
Like, niggas aren't raping women all the time and getting away with it, whether
all
women say something or not. Jesus. Like, where is all of the. All, so much stupid.
Everybody is fucking dumb.
All you dumb assholes. I'm so fucking tired of all of this endless stupidity. Every day, Monday to Monday, I had to deal with all you dumb bitches and your dumb ass opinions and your stupidity every fucking day. Bitch, if you've never read a goddamn book, if you ain't smarter than a fifth grader, shut your motherfucking ass up. I'm so tired of all the dumb, just so much dumb. Bitches just talking just to talk. Sharing opinions that don't even make no motherfucking. You can't even spell opinion. You got seven I's in it or one. You don't even know. Just shut up. Don't say nothing else. Go back to watching Nickelodeon or something. Leave us alone. Damn it. Speaking of Nickelodeon, I stayed at the Nickelodeon Hotel.
Okay.
When I was in Miami. It was lots of fun.
All right. That sounds very fun. I'm super jealous.
And I went to Islands of Adventure.
Oh, okay. How was that?
It was lovely.
I don't really know what that is, but.
It's an amusement park. And I got on a Harry Potter ride and I bought a wand. And
yeah, that sounds like a thing you would do.
For those of you who do make it to Islands, this is so, I mean, we just went from rape
to Harry
Potter.
Yeah.
But I just want to make a very quick note here while I'm still on the topic. If you ever go to Islands of Adventure, just don't eat the chicken. Don't eat it. They don't season it. And I was very upset about that. I don't know how.
And there's still some residual anger there.
Anytime that I have chicken that's not seasoned, it takes a while to get over it.
Yeah.
Because I just don't understand why you would do that.
And that's understandable. Like, it's chicken. It's not supposed to fail you. It's supposed to be there every day, strong, ready.
And what's worse is they seasoned the fuck out of the vegetables and the fries and just didn't.
How dare you?
What are you? Anyway, so, you know, CeeLo, girl.
Gotta say fuck you, sis.
I have to say.
Gotta say it.
Fuck you.
Yes. Gotta and say it.
Those are the hot topics this week. So, let that resonate with you, girls. And we're gonna take a break and come back. Hey guys, don't forget to check out our dope sponsors at Audible by going to audiblepodcast.com/thereed. And there you can get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. You know Audible is dope. We talk about them all the time. Crystal's got her book club, which she can tell you more about. And I've got my favorite book, The Four Agreements, as well as The Mastery of Love. Both of them are available on Audible right now, so go and check them out, especially The Mastery of Love if you've got a love relationship question that you send in here. Go ahead and read this book, free your mind, and the rest will follow.
Yeah, guys, head on over to Audible, where they have over 150,000 titles to choose from, like Americana by Chimamanda Adichie, which, like Kid Fury said, is the first selection in my book club. And the rescheduled chat to discuss the book is September 14th. So you still have some time to head on over to audiblepodcast.com/thereed. You get a free audiobook, so it might as well be Americana, and you can catch up with the book club. You also get a free 30-day trial, and there are free apps for iPhones, Android, and Windows phones, as well as a My Library feature that lets you access your books anytime, even from your phone. And they have immersion reading on the Kindle Fire HD, which lets you listen and read at the same time and highlights the text as you read along with the narrator. I too have a Kindle. I have the Paperwhite and I love it. It's helped me read so many more books. So if you love reading, head on over to audiblepodcast.com/thereed for a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. We know you guys are absolutely going to love it.
Yes, that's right. audiblepodcast.com/thereed. Go and check them out and let us know what you're reading. And we are going to continue our show. All right, so it's time for the read letters.
Yes.
Listening from home.
All of those things. If you guys have questions for us, then you can send them to asktheread@gmail.com. And our first question this week comes from Brody.
And Jenner?
Okay, no. Oh, damn. No. And Brody says, I'm writing to you guys because on last week's episode, Kid Fury, you said you weren't interested or didn't think that dating someone from Instagram could possibly go anywhere. But this is where you are wrong, my friend. I say this due to the fact.
Why is everybody coming for me in the letters now?
I have been with my boyfriend for 5 months. We met on Instagram and talked for about a month, started off as friends, and it just took off from there. I wasn't looking for anything, but it happened like a fairy tale. So my question is, if a guy jumps into your DMs and was really interested in getting to know you and not your fame, would you be willing to give it a chance? If not, why not?
Okay, so Brody, first of all, pipe down. Okay. I'm pretty sure that I said that it's possible, but just to keep your expectations low. So I don't think it's impossible for you to meet somebody cool on Instagram and get to know them and date. I'm sure you could maybe find a husband or wife on fucking Instagram. Anything's fucking possible. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, given what I've seen on Instagram, you know.
But if somebody sent you an Instagram.
Got to cool. Okay.
No, go ahead with your praise, bro.
But yeah, if somebody sent me, you know, something on Instagram and I was
would you really go out with somebody who just like really contacted you for the first time on Instagram though?
I wouldn't be against it.
Okay. I don't see, now this person obviously did not direct this question towards me because I think everybody knows that I would not be down for that, but
okay.
I can see you being like, like maybe, I don't know. I think the approach has everything to do with it for you. Like,
I'm totally, you know, I'm for it. I just, like, I would be, I'm not going to put Instagram on my list of
absolutely
bae sources. You know, it's not.
Right. It's not like my first choice or anything.
But I think it's absolutely possible that, you know, someone on Instagram might, you know, interest me and, mm-hmm. you know, you never know what would happen. So my DMs are open.
Okay. Well, I mean, when you log onto Instagram tomorrow evening and you have 45 dick pics in your DM.
Okay.
Don't say nothing.
So here's the thing, right? Calm down. You have to, because as beautiful as dicks are.
Well, are they?
A vast majority of penises.
Are they?
I just feel like there's a lot, and I don't doubt that that's what would happen. Not for me, but I'm sure that there are, you know, exchanges of genital photos happening on Instagram all the time. But
yeah,
I would prefer, if I was going to meet someone through social media, any kind of it, that I would be interested in or might possibly want to get to know, I would prefer to be like, oh, hey, what's up? You know, like a general conversation. I don't, these niggas be going straight for
I'm sure they do.
Straight.
Just balls to the wall. For it.
Some of the comments I saw when I posted that picture on the beach were just like, oh, hey,
okay,
girl.
But you see,
let's not even.
I mean, and I can tell when you're going to get some really just truly filthy comments.
But usually it's girls, and so I don't even care. Like, I'm just be like, okay, all you hoes is lying.
The boys have been quiet because they thought they had to be, like, demure and shy in your Instagram comments, and then you were complaining about all the girls, so they've decided to speak up.
I'm but you don't have to be like, oh, hey, when can I be? That's like... never, sir. I don't like what.
How rude.
That's, you know, graphic. But
yeah. there's a manner. There's
again,
a method.
Like last week when we were talking about Instagram and, you know, the shit that I'd be seeing on there, I'm not gonna judge you for it. That's just not my flow. I see a lot of guys who will post these pictures where, and while we're on the topic, men, I love you guys so much. Gay, straight, and how, bisexual, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But what is with these photos in bed where you are like scratching your shoulder? Why are y'all reaching over your heads every day? You know what I'm talking about. This.
Oh.
Like, what is it with
arm,
this?
I'm like cocked back.
What are you reaching for? Like, why is all the, why are y'all
is
doing
that
this?
Sexy? Maybe it's the arm. Maybe it's like the muscle right here. This whatever, this elbow to the armpit is. Like, is this like a sexy thing? I don't
know. I think
know.
That I'm just so socially inept. Or I'm just so far outside of understanding that. I think that there is a way that people go about dating and meeting each other, and I don't do any of that often, so maybe I just don't know.
Right.
But I see these pictures all the time, and then there are a lot of queens these days that are just nude. Like, just nude on
and
Instagram.
I thought Instagram had rules about this. Like, didn't they kick Rihanna off for always showing her nipples and shit on Instagram? Didn't they deactivate her account? So how
and I
come...
miss it. Did you see her doing the shimmy dance and smoking a blunt with Melissa?
No, I didn't.
She's just so fun.
She does. She looks like she would just be a really good person to just hang out with. Like, if you were cool with her, like, on that level.
I just want
to
go get high and go surfing with her. Yes. Anyway, I see these comments where they're just like... But a lot of men bait them. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of the guys that I see on Instagram will just be like, oh... long day at the gym, super sweaty. Does anybody want to come over? It's like, or you have the polar opposite, which gets on my nerves even more. All these niggas will be posting pictures with their print out or completely naked.
Oh,
and then they talking about how they want some cereal. Bitch, ain't nobody thinking about
not
no cinnamon no, toast crunch when they can see
thing.
The entire shape of your penis right here. On Instagram,
yeah.
600 by 600 pixels. What the fuck are you talking about? Like,
oh, girls are good. Girls will show, like, just a complete...
Oh, yeah, girls will do
the
it,
the entire Instagram box is your vagina. And then the caption will be, just got a new lipstick at Sephora. And you'll be like, but...
Nobody...
Who can even see
so
it? Because
you're forcing
vaginal lips
us
in my face
to comment on your nudity. And then you're just going to call everybody thirsty.
Right.
Like, what are
and
you
then
doing?
Everybody is right. Like, but I can see your labia and your clitoral hood. Like, I can see all of it. And
it's all right here.
And you're like, oh, just got my hair done. Like, so, yeah. People are, I don't know. I don't know if y'all just need attention or if y'all don't know how else to act. But God help you. If you go in Kid Fury's DMs anyway, at least act like you have just a tiny bit.
Listen, I think that, you know, sex and sexiness and flirt, I'm not... judging. Mm-hmm. I wish that I could get it. Like, I wish I understood
it.
It's just, I don't...
Nobody
I don't
is
know.
Ever in my... I only get, like, videos that people don't want to share with the world, but it's always, like, my mommy friends who, like, want to show videos of their kids or something. I never get anything remotely inappropriate in my Instagram inbox, so... I don't know.
I'm not against nudes, though.
Okay. Well, alright. You
I
asked for
it. I
just
may not respond.
Major, going to take a screenshot.
I'm not going to try to date you if like the first thing I see is your penis.
Yes. Hi, Kid Fury. I'm a big fan. Here's my penis. It's a fan also, and it would like to get to know you. So let's move on. Our next question comes from Anonymous, and it says, hi, Kid Fury and Crystal. If you were in a relationship where you weren't 100% satisfied sexually, how would you tell your partner, or would you not say anything at all? I understand this can be a huge blow to someone's ego, so it may have to be approached in a special way. What would you guys do or say?
If you're not being satisfied sexually?
Yeah, if you're not 100% satisfied sexually in your relationship. What I'm not going to do is waste my time continuing to have sex with you, and it's not good. So that's where I start when you come to me with this question. I'm coming at this with, well, okay, well, what I'm not going to do is sit around and continue to fuck you when it's, like, not fun. So
I feel like sex can be improved a lot of times. Mm-hmm. I think that you should just say something. I don't think that it's, I mean, it depends. If you're not being satisfied sexually, I don't know what you're into, girl. Do you want, like, whips and chains? Do you?
Or, you know, I mean, quite often it's just a case of the other person not knowing what they're doing. Like,
I mean,
just not very
but
good
that,
at this.
If that's the case, I feel like you can guide, you know, a person through it. Yeah. Is this, have they said the
genders
here?
That is the entirety of the email. That is it.
Is this a woman?
It's anonymous. So it could go either
way. I have no, okay, great.
What would you do though if you were in a relationship and it just was not, you were just like, okay, this is raggedy. This is trash. Like, this is not fun for me.
I would say there are very subtle ways that you can get an improvement in the bedroom without just being like, look, you suck. Like, this is terrible. I never get mine.
I'm just going to have to break up because,
you know.
Right.
But
it's garbage.
I mean, if you can't, I don't know. What sucks about it? Is, like, the oral bad? Is it, I don't know.
I think there is a way to say to somebody, you know, your sex is trash and I'm not having fun when I'm doing it with you. But just maybe don't come out and say it quite like that. Like, just because we're blunt and harsh doesn't mean we're just like that, like, in every aspect of our lives, and we would just be completely rude to the people we're dating.
Okay, so I'm going to try not to be this graphic, but I'll give you, like,
okay.
If it's like, if you maybe want a little bit of improvement in oral sex, you know, you can kind of like guide the head around.
Mm.
Or if you're homosexual, which I clearly don't know because you didn't give me enough information.
Yeah.
Then you can perform the way that you would like it. And maybe that will kind of give like a guide into how you want to receive it. On the other end of thing, if it's the actual intercourse, that's not great. If the stroke is bad or whatever, then maybe you should, if there are ways that you can flip the script,
mm-hmm,
and take more control of that actual action and get it into a, like, there, you don't have to be like, this sex sucks or I'm not enjoying it. You can, in very subtle ways, try and improve it. If that doesn't happen, then you can say, you know what, I want to do something a little bit different, or I'm not really getting, you know.
You can drop hints.
Yeah.
Subtle hints along the way. Hints that most people, I think, would pick up on.
Right.
Like, if you're having sex and you're like, oh, a little to the left or faster or whatever, and that person just doesn't respond.
If Kelly Rowland can say it on Kisses Down Low, then you can certainly say it in the privacy
right,
of your own home.
And if you don't feel comfortable talking to this person about the way that their sex is, like, just not fulfilling you, then you probably should not be having sex with them in the first place. Because I don't understand why you would be sleeping with somebody if you can't talk to them about.
Maybe it's a new relationship. Because if it's a new relationship, then maybe. I feel like if you're dating someone, especially if you've been dating them for maybe a few months or so, you should just be able to be like, look, I want it like this. Let's get it.
Yeah,
popping.
Right.
This, you know?
And if they don't, if they can't pick up on like the subtle hints that you're dropping or whatever, then it's time to be a little more direct about it.
If you're sleeping with a man, then definitely try not to emasculate him, because then he probably.
In what way?
And like, oh, nigga, I don't know, your fucking dick is small. you just want to be mindful. Men are ego driven. Sex is hardly even about sex with men anymore. It's more so about power.
Oh, good God.
Okay. I mean, that's like 50% of it.
Even sex with like somebody you're in a relationship with?
Yes.
What?
We can go into more of that later.
Yeah,
but
let's do all that some other time.
Yeah, I think that you can just try to drop a few hints here and there, and if that doesn't work, then just come right out and say it in a you know, a nice way. And then if that doesn't work, it's up to you. I mean, bad sex. Sex is a very important part of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if you're not being satisfied and you decide that you want to leave, I personally wouldn't judge you for it.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be better for you to leave if you're not being satisfied than to go and fuck somebody else, you know. So, I don't know. It's up to you. There's plenty of people who are sitting out here in relationships for decades and not getting it. So,
it's all up right. to you, girl. Well, good luck, Anonymous, and to all of you who are having trouble with people who don't know how to have sex well.
Or watch, like, porn.
Okay.
Together. Or, and be yeah. like, oh, let's try...
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, maybe that's it. Maybe y'all just need to, you know, find something sexy and fun for the two of you to do together. And,
right.
And see if that doesn't help things out a little bit. So good luck to you. Our last question comes from Anonymous, who came to one of our live shows and said she really enjoyed it. So thanks so much for that.
Thanks.
And she has two questions. So I guess you can pick one or do both or whatever you like. Number one, which has been your favorite live audience so far? And number two, what is the most memorable thing that an audience member did at a live show?
I think that my favorite live audience was Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And there were so many good ones.
Yeah, it's hard to pick a favorite live audience because y'all are just so, like, y'all are LA way ruder than really we are. Too. And just,
oh, yes.
Just shady
so
as fuck.
So much shadier than us.
Like, y'all are just terrible.
The most memorable moment or my favorite?
It says the most memorable thing that an audience member
okay,
did.
It would be the time that the guy in Houston got up and said that his friend wanted to talk to me or something
oh,
like that.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah. Oh, that was a
fun
time.
His friend jumped up and chased his ass around the entire function.
And so many people have asked, sent in questions to the inbox, like, did Kid Fury ever, like, actually talk to that dude? Like, of course
never
not.
Saw him again.
Of course he didn't. Of course Kid Fury did not actually, like, try to follow up with that young man or that young man. Like,
well, I sent out a connect to go get the nigga's number and nothing.
And it just didn't curl.
Actually, I didn't send them. They volunteered it and I didn't stop them.
My favorite moment from the live shows is probably when... There's usually at least one moment in every show where somebody says something that Kid Fury just can't tolerate. And he gets up and leaves the stage. And then this is where people just start going crazy because you go off into the audience and you're just like, so, man.
Oh, yeah, I've had to do that a couple
Let's
times.
Talk about how you're wrong. Somebody said something about maybe Blue Ivy once. I don't know. Something about
twice.
Her. Twice people have said
once
something about
LA
Blue.
Once in LA and once in DC.
Wow, the fact that you remember...
Yeah.
Oh, God, that DC. Yes, that DC moment was everything because I think maybe that was the first time.
Yeah, it was.
And you went all the way up those stairs and was
sure
got in that girl's face and was like, sweetie, let's discuss it there. And since you have an issue, like, that shit is just so fun to me. But really, like, getting to see y'all's faces and y'all coming up to the mic stand and you have questions that are ridiculous or fun or silly or serious or whatever else is so much fun. So if you haven't had the chance to come to a live show, check thisistheread.com. We're going to have a list of our upcoming live shows up and we'll discuss it again here later, but I think that's enough questions for this week. Send yours to asktheread@gmail.com and we'll be right back.
Guys, do not forget to check out our awesome sponsors at Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, and online store. We use Squarespace for our own website, thisistheread.com. It's very easy to use, it's very simple, and they're easy, dope layouts. So for a free trial and 10% off, visit squarespace.com and enter offer code FURY at checkout. And tweet us link to your site with the hashtag TheReadSquarespace. We'll pick our favorite site and then the winner will receive a Squarespace business level plan, which is a value of almost $300. That gives you unlimited pages, galleries, and blogs, plus ability to sell unlimited products and fully integrate e-commerce.
Yeah, guys, Squarespace is so simple and easy. They have beautiful designs with drag and drop content, so anyone can do it. The plans start at $8 a month and include a free domain name if you sign up for a year. So again, head on over to squarespace.com and use offer code FURY. You do get 10% off, but with that free trial, you can tweet us a link to your site with the hashtag TheReadSquarespace, and our favorite site will receive a free year of the Squarespace business level plan. So again, head on over to squarespace.com and use offer code FURY. Let them know that The Read sent you. We love Squarespace, like we said, and a better web starts with your website.
That's right. So check them out. FURY is the code, and we are going to finish up the show. All right, so it's time for the read.
It is.
So.
Do you want me to go first or? I'm still trying to think of what mine should be. I feel like a lot of people got on my nerves this week, so.
I'll go first.
Okay.
So, Miley Cyrus, literally just like an hour ago, posted a photo on Instagram. The photo is of, I'm not sure who this model is, but she's got beautiful brown chocolate skin and like a Grace Jones-esque.
Yeah, that's what that's giving.
Gumby fro style thing going on. Very pretty girl. Miley posted this on her Instagram page with a caption that says, "How do I get my hair to do this?"
She did.
I just want, I don't even know if this is so much real. Like, I'm not even upset. I'm just tired. Miley, you're a dumbass. Like, you, and I want for you to hear this. Like, I, by all means, you can always come to New York City whenever you get here. You can come by the read and I will tell it to you to your face. You are a fucking idiot. Like, you're so dumb. I don't know why. I'm not sure if you're like trolling us at this point or if you're like legitimately stupid. But sweetheart, your hair will never look like that. Your hair does not have the texture that a black person's hair does. That a like, you don't have that texture. In order for your hair to look like that, you would literally have to just stop being white. And as much as I know you would love that, it just doesn't, I don't see it in the stars for you. Right. So I'm not sure if there's some kind of magical, expensive, cracky hair gel that someone over in LA has created to give y'all like fro styled hair, but I would sincerely stick to the pixie cut or whatever the Being Mary Jane sperm gel shit is that you, I said Being Mary Jane, All About Mary, something about, what is that movie called with Cameron Diaz?
There's Something About Mary.
There's Something About That Bitch. That's what you need to do and leave us the fuck alone. I'm tired of it. Okay, you don't just, you're not going to look like this. What is wrong with you, sweetheart? Like, I know that you want to be, you know, Key Lolo or Shanae or Laquita or whatever. You want to be able to go down to Shanae's shop and get your hair done right next to Myra where she's buffing her corns. I know that you want to be down so bad. And I'm all you have, you know, Pharrell and Mike Will and a whole bunch of other black artists who are telling you that you are a product of, you know, today's culture and music and hip hop and all that. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being a fan of hip hop and hip hop culture. There's nothing wrong with being a fan of black women and their hairstyles and, you know, slang and clothes. There's nothing wrong with that. Stop being a stone cold dumbass. Your hair will it's not gonna happen. And I don't for the life of me understand why you and Katy Perry and motherfucking Taylor Swift with her fucking French fry built ass. I don't know why y'all keep trying to style your hair. You getting fucking toothbrushes and trying to get baby hair so you can look like Chili and whatever. Like, go leave us. Stop. Stop it. You're an idiot. Like, you're a dumbass. Like, you're fucking stupid. And again, like I said earlier in the show, I'm tired of all of you dumb bitches. This is what I'm fucking talking about. All of you stupid hoes, I'm so fucking tired of the stupidity. Bitch, your hair is never gonna fucking look like that. Sit your ass down somewhere and work on your achy, breaky motherfucking heart. That's what you do, bitch. You're just leave us the fuck alone. Like, you go out of your way to say this dumb shit. Your hair is not gonna, it's not gonna happen. It's not. It won't. So shave it off, grow it back out, and leave us the fuck alone. Stay. I mean, I haven't said nothing to you. I haven't said anything to you for the longest time. You've been on stage licking plastic dicks and riding xylophones or whatever the fuck it is your crazy ass does. And I have let you cook. I've left you in the paint to do whatever it is that you want to do. But here you come again with your stupid shit. Can you just leave us alone, bitch? You're never going to have a furrow. It's not going to happen. It's not. Okay? Maybe you can try and go get somebody to build you a wig or something, and then you're just going to look dumb. You're not black. You're not. And you never fucking will be. And there's nothing wrong with it. Okay? So just admire it. you can, like, I don't know why you can't just find like a simple, like a, just find a nice spot right there in the middle. Like, you can have hip hop and R&B infused music and still be a white woman and be conscious of your whiteness. Like, why do you have to go out of your way to be ignorant?
Right.
Shut up. That's mine.
Okay.
Fucking dumb.
Yes.
Miley Cyrus is dumb.
People are dumb.
Much like many of these other, and I'm talking about white, black, indigo, all, like, there's plenty of them.
Yeah.
They're dumb. And this is just another case of celebrities that should not have social media. What the fuck are you talking about? How do you get your hair to look like this?
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, it's Grace Jones tomorrow. That's bitch, how you, do it.
Bitch, shut up. Just shut up. I'm sick of her ass, honestly.
She Blue Ivy will have her hair look like that before you will.
Well, yes, absolutely. Because Blue Ivy can do that. So, speaking of dumb ass people, recently a bunch of white celebrities' nude photographs leaked.
Oh, man.
Jennifer Lawrence and I think Ariana Grande and a couple other people. I don't know. Kate a bunch Upton. Of white girls. Oh, yeah. Kate Upton. A bunch of people. And then just today, a semi-nude photograph of Jill Scott came out. A couple of pictures came out. And she was like, well, the one in the robe is me. The other one ain't. Sorry.
I didn't even know.
I don't have a thigh gap. Girl, that ain't me. But what I want to talk about is not celebrities. In this case, I'm actually not dragging the celebrities. I'm dragging yo dumbasses. Because the response to these pictures coming out has been, I mean, it's just honestly been foolish. Because somebody, God only knows who, hacked into these people's iCloud accounts, which is not that hard to do if you know a person's email address. It's just not that difficult for somebody who knows what they're doing to hack into your shit. And so they're taking these pictures. It's not like the celebrities, you know, accidentally put them on Instagram or something and that's how the world got access to it. Somebody stole these pictures from that person's phone, that person's, you know, personal iCloud account, and then released them on 4chan for all of those just lovely citizens to see and Jesus. Spread around to the rest of us. So through no fault of their own, these extremely private pictures have been released to the internet, and yet you dumb motherfuckers have been doing everything except acting like you have some goddamn sense about it. Because if any one of you, because this happened to plenty of y'all, plenty, really honestly seemed like every other day one of you black Twitter ridiculous pieces of shit done had your nudes leaked or your baby mama is leaking your child support court orders or whatever the fuck else. Y'all, this happens all the time to y'all.
And not even from hacking, just from saying
not even it. From hacking. No. Just because, you know, you clicked the wrong button when you was tweeting something or you sent the nudes to the wrong Twitter nigga and he shared them with all his friends and now they all over your timeline or whatever the fuck else. This happens all the time to y'all and y'all want to act like, oh my God, this is so terrible and leaking nudes is the worst shit you could ever do and everybody who does that is garbage and the more you leak nudes, the less people will send them and blah, blah, blah. Y'all get so self-righteous when it happens to you, but when it happens to somebody who is popular on a larger scale, all of a sudden it's fun and games and let's all laugh and let's pass it around and this, that, and the fuck ever else. Now, I'm not one to tell other people, you know, not to have their bullshit internet shenanigans because Lord knows I have been known to troll. So it's not like I am just so high and mighty and I'm looking down on y'all like, how dare y'all act like this? But the logic behind what some of y'all are saying is just completely lacking. Because the idea that a person is not entitled to their privacy just because they're famous is crazy. You don't get to tell people, oh, well, you're famous, so it's no big deal if you take a picture with a curling iron in your pussy and we log into your account and put that out for the world to see. If they didn't put it out for the world to see, then it's not okay for us to be commenting on it or sharing it or passing it around like it's just free ass property and everybody just go and let's all laugh at Jennifer Lawrence and ha ha ha, Kate Upton got some big titties and Ariana Grande, blah, blah, and all this other shit. Like, I just don't understand how y'all's minds go from when it happens to you, oh, it's so terrible and embarrassing, and you DMing everybody real quick like, girl, can you block this account because they got my titties up or whatever the fuck else. But then when it happens to Jill Scott, it's fun and, oh my God, let's look at this and how low do her titties sag and are her titties too big and is Jill Scott wearing a body magic? And I'm like, oh my God, can y'all's dumb asses just shut the fuck up and think for 1 minute about what you're really saying? These people's privacy has been completely violated. If somebody walked into your mama's house and took all her panties out the top dresser drawer and then went and strung them up, you know, outside on the street and then took pictures and put that shit all over Facebook, I don't think you would find that very entertaining. If somebody went in your phone and saw pictures of you doing whatever the fuck you be doing and taking pictures of, if somebody, like, not even somebody you sent it to, it's like an even worse violation. It's a picture that is on your phone. Mm-hmm. It's literally just a part of your phone. It's in there next to the pictures of your cat and your six-year-old's
That's
birthday
what's crazy
party.
To me.
It is just, it's regular iCloud pictures where we all have pictures in the cloud, whether they're risque or not. Almost everybody who has an iPhone has pictures up there in the cloud. And probably a whole lot of y'all right now got some nudes, some titty pictures, some dick pics or something that's in the cloud and you don't even know it. And the only reason you don't is because don't nobody give a fuck about your raggedy ass. So ain't nobody bothering to hack it to your shit and release it. So just have a little compassion. Think before you repost, retweet, spread this shit around, because that is somebody's personal private life that's being violated. Yes, celebrities are subject to a lot of shit that the rest of us are not subject to because they're famous, but their own private lives should not be part of that. We should not be allowed access to everything that they do and are just because they put out music or are in movies or do something else to entertain us. If you want to criticize something, then criticize the work they put out or the work that they don't put out. That's why I'm always talking about the Kardashians, because it's like you just, like, you want to be famous, but then you don't do anything to sustain it. So I could talk about you for that. But if your personal moments, if somebody goes into your life and steals those moments and puts them out for display, I don't understand how y'all can find the humor in that. I really don't.
I felt so bad when that, when it initially happened, you know, with Kate Upton's and even Kristen Ritter. It was just like, so, like all these random,
right?
Kirsten Dunst. It was like, where is this even coming from? But what really blew me was that a lot of people place the blame on the celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't want for your nudes to be online, then you should have never taken them. And it's like, it's not like these women were sending these photos to, you know, some random tandem guy, you know, whatever, who, it's like, these are photos, a lot of them were taken by someone. So you can only assume that a boyfriend or a husband or whomever took these photos and they're in their phone just minding their business, and someone invaded their privacy,
right,
and took them and put it on the internet. How is that their fault?
Right.
So they just can't, like, like, let me just not ever take pictures in any, like, any, some, like, Lea Michele's picture was up there.
Just crazy.
And she wasn't even, like, nude. I don't, like, she had on, like, a bra. It was, like, a sexy picture.
Right.
You know, and we think about it, like, she had, I mean, this is dark, but she, her boyfriend had passed,
right,
had just passed away. And I'm thinking that she probably, you know, sent that to a boyfriend, maybe not him, but she probably sent it, you know, and it's just chilling there. And
right.
So it's not like she did anything wrong. It's not like any of these women
None
are doing
of them
anything
did, right.
wrong. It's these creeps that are like breaking into their phones and hacking their shit,
right,
and taking these stuff out there and putting, and like, and you would never want for that to happen to you.
Never.
So,
and there's nothing wrong with taking naked pictures and having that on your phone if that's what you want to do. It's your fucking phone. You pay
right.
for it. You pay for the service. You can have whatever the fuck you want to on your phone. It's not, you're not breaking any laws by having pictures of yourself on it. But you niggas are not entitled to go in and take somebody else's private moments and put them on display for the whole world to see. Most of y'all, if you showing somebody a picture in your phone, you either hold the phone and make them look at the screen, or if they swipe left to right, you be like, nah, give me my shit, and snatch your phone right back. Most of y'all act that very same way about the pictures in your shit. So don't act all high and mighty like your iPhone camera roll is just pure and chaste and Jesus wouldn't have no problem scrolling through your pictures, because, bitch, you know better. Don't sit up here and act like you better than celebrities because somebody violated their privacy and not yours.
I felt
Eat
so
a dick.
Bad for them.
You, like, y'all are just,
they were making fun of Kate Upton and saying that she's
talking about the way she's shaped and all this shit, which, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like Kate Upton is shaped, you know, like a Coke bottle or whatever, but her body is far better than a whole lot of y'all. Like, and even if it wasn't, you don't have the right to judge it because she didn't put that picture out there for you to see. She never asked for your fucking opinion. So shut your nigga ass mouth.
Like, can you even imagine how embarrassing and how violated?
I know. I would be in the house. I would be shut up in the house somewhere. I really would. Because that is just, it is a gross violation. And for people to be like, well, that's what you get. You're a celebrity. You know, it comes with the territory. Like, kiss my ass.
Like, where was Kirsten Dunst? Like, you really think that Kirsten Dunst was like, who, girl? Any day now. Yeah, like, just they're waiting. Just chilling, minding their fucking business.
One lady, it was some pictures that she and her husband took like 10 years ago. And these hackers have put them out for the world to see. And it's just like, and y'all don't have no sympathy. That's just funny to y'all because these people are famous. Okay.
And they were requesting the next, like, somebody hack into Trey Songz.
Right. Like,
somebody get this one. Somebody.
Okay, well, remember that when somebody hacks into your shit. Remember that when your ex gets mad because you moved on and uploads your shit. Remember this. Remember these moments, Twitter, the next time that this shit happens to you. Remember how funny you thought it was when Jill Scott's pictures came out or fucking Jennifer Lawrence or whoever else, all these. It's been so many just this week alone. Remember this shit the next time something happens to you and see if it's still funny.
And then you calling them a hoes and saying that they're like, how?
For pictures that you have likely also taken. You a hoe?
For being a grown ass woman.
For owning a phone and taking pictures of yourself or having somebody take pictures of you, that makes you a hoe?
Nobody said, none of these women were like, oh, hey, in case you wanted to see what my vagina looks like.
Oh, girl. Take a ride on your daddy's dick and go straight to hell with that bullshit. I ain't got time. So that's my read, and that is the read for this week.
All right, so that is our show, ladies and gents.
It is.
Do not forget that we will be coming to Boston on September 13th. And we will be in Atlanta for the Read Live on September 21st. We're also coming to Dallas in October.
October 10th.
We will be in Charlotte in October as well.
Yes.
You can get tickets for the Reed. You can get tickets for the Boston, Atlanta, and Dallas shows all at thereedboston.com, thereedatlanta.com, and thereeddallas.com, which in hindsight, it makes way more sense to just put them all up on thisistthereed.com. We'll do that in the future. Either way, you can get all of those. The tickets are up there right now. So go and check that out, and hopefully we'll see you in your city sometime soon. More details for the Charlotte show will be coming very soon. That wasn't actually a show that we put together ourselves. We were requested to come to Charlotte, which I was really excited about because so many people have been asking for us to do a show in Charlotte for a while. So
yes,
once we get that all put together, we will give you more information. And we're really excited to come and see you, and hopefully I can get some cookout because it's so good.
Is it? Never had it, but I've heard amazing things.
Delicious. Also, Who Dat?
Yes! I'm going to have to teach you like the whole chant and everything. Oh yeah, my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Kiki also, is a Saints fan now, y'all.
Yeah.
Bandwagon as fuck and fake as hell. Sure, but shit. We're going to let him have it.
Not ashamed of it. But I will be watching September 7th, the New Orleans Saints versus the Atlanta Falcons. Very excited to see how that pans out. But of course, we will rise up.
No, motherfucker. No, that is the opposite of what you're supposed to say.
But I mean, I said it in a way to say that we're going to do it and they're not.
Oh, okay. Because so somebody's like, definitely going. Somebody heard that and was like, the fuck?
No, so, I mean, like, we're going to rise up.
You talking all this
against
shit.
Against the Dirty Birds. When,
who taught you these words?
I literally found them out today.
Like, where did you learn this?
You know, the internet is a vast place.
Oh, God. So, yes. Well, one of us is a real Saints fan. You know who Mike Smith is. Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Do you know who Sean Payton is?
He's the coach of the Saints.
Yes. Look at you.
And
I'm so proud.
Michael Vick plays for the Jets.
Did you Google it or?
I Googled
it. Okay. Great. He's talking about his new video if y'all haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah. I posted a video like early this morning called Let's Go Saints. And it's about my new fake love of football. We'll see how long that lasts. So, yeah, go and check that out. And anything else?
Yeah, don't forget every episode is on thisistheread.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at thisistheread. And don't forget the book club. We're reading Americana, and the new date is September 14th for us to get together on the internet and talk about the book and have like a little discussion chat. So, yes, September 14th. If you haven't read it, head on over to audiblepodcast.com/the read and use that free trial to download Americana if you so choose. And I think that's it for me. Anything else for you or not?
I can't think of a hashtag this week.
Or an acronym, neither one.
Yeah.
Nothing. Okay. Well, we'll just go then.
So, yeah, we will see all of you lovely people on next week.
Bye, y'all.